This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Kerala, heavy rains wreaked havoc at Mundakkai, Attamala and Churamala regions of the hilly Wayanad district, where a major landslide during the wee hours of this morning claimed the lives of at least 36 persons so far. The death toll is likely to rise further. More than 66 persons were injured in the landslide, have been admitted to various hospitals. Reports said 10 bodies washed away in the flash floods reached Chaliyar River in Pothukal in Mallapuram district further downstream. Several persons are believed to be trapped in the affected region. The areas where the landslides took place presented a grim picture of the enormity of nature's fury, with mud, boulders, uprooted trees and rocks strewn around. Several houses and vehicles were completely damaged in the floods. The state government has sought help from the armed forces to deal with the situation. Army personnel from Kozhikode and Kannur with medical equipment have also been mobilized. More NDRF teams from Bengaluru and Arakkonam in Tamil Nadu are expected to reach Wayanad later today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased in the landslides of Wayanad. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Prime Minister also spoke to Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and assured all possible assistance from the centre. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the rescue operations are currently underway to assist all those affected. He expressed condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed condolences over the loss of lives in the landslides in Wayanad. In a message on social media, the President prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured and for the success of rescue operations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also conveyed his wishes for the speedy recovery of those injured. Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have expressed condolences to the families of the victims of Wayanad landslides. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the inaugural session of the Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union and Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi today. The conference has been organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, and is aimed at presenting the outline for government's larger vision for growth and industry's role in this endeavor. More than 1,000 participants from industry, government, diplomatic community, think tanks, among others, will attend the conference in person, while many would connect from the various CII centers across the country and overseas. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to reply to the discussion of the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha this evening. The Union Budget was presented on the 23rd of this month, in which the government listed out 9 priorities for generating opportunities for all. These priorities are productivity and resilience in agriculture, employment and skilling, inclusive human resource development and social justice, manufacturing and services, urban development, energy security, infrastructure, innovation, research and development, and next generation reforms. In Jharkhand, 2 passengers were killed and many have been injured following the derailment of 18 bogies of the Howrah-Mumbai Mail this morning. The derailment occurred between Barabambo and Kharsawa railway station near Chakradharpur railway division. The bodies of 2 passengers were recovered from B4 coach during relief and rescue operations. Injured persons have been admitted to local hospitals. The ill-fated train was going from Howrah to Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus in Mumbai. A relief train has been reached at the accident site. Quad foreign ministers have warned of terrorists using new technology and demanded international action against UN-listed terrorist groups, including Lashkar-e-Taiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed, as well as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State outfit. In a joint statement after the meeting in Tokyo yesterday, Indian equity indices opened flat today amid mixed global cues. In early trade, Sensex was trading 53 points, up at 81,409, while Nifty was also up by 24 points and trading at 24,860. Indian shooters Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh will compete for India's second medal at the Paris Olympics in 10-meter air pistol mix team event today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.